song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Coming up, we're going to continue our look back at the NFL draft. Charles Davis is going to join us on the program today. Also coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk a little softball with Holly Carnes, the UNK softball coach. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to tonight's Nebraska-New Mexico game. If you are interested in going, of course, you'll have to pick those up at the studio. So when we do give those away, make sure that you can use them if you're going to win them. Courtesy of Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, we would love to give you an opportunity to see some baseball throughout the week. In fact, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to tonight's game, tomorrow night's game, and even to some of the Missouri games this weekend. Tim Jamison's going to join us later in the week. A lot of Kentucky Derby talk later in the week. Troutman's Tuesday trivia. We got a lot going on today.
A lot going on today, and we're doing it fully closed, too. So all that and a little bit of news later in the hour.
I'm just wondering, since we were at Fawner Saturday, you think these people were at Fawner Saturday?
I got to believe so. I got to believe they had a afternoon filled with, booze, for lack of a better word.
Hope it was booze.
Yeah, you hope it was booze. You want me to go right there? We're going to go right there. 26-year-old Grand Island man and his 26-year-old female passenger were naked Saturday when a Nebraska state trooper stopped them on Interstate 80 near Grand Island. Shortly after 6 p.m. Saturday, State Patrol dispatchers received a call about a reckless driver in a westbound car on Interstate 80 near Giltner, Nebraska interchange. Caller also said it appeared the male and female in the car were naked.
Wait a minute. Did it say it appeared?
It said appeared.
Oh, the caller said that it appeared.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the caller was fully dressed. They were naked. Short time later, trooper stopped a 98 Chevy Cavalier matching the caller's description near the Grand Island exit on I-80. Driver was arrested on suspicion of driving while intoxicated and driving under suspension and taken to the Hall County Jail in Grand Island. Yeah, why would it not surprise me that, you know, these people would be breeding? Yeah, let's have a kid. Why not?
So Saturday, 6 o'clock. It's been a good afternoon. Let's go get naked and drive on the interstate.
Female passenger was released. She just go home. Put your clothes on and go home, for God's sake.
Hopefully she had clothes with her. That's a long walk.
That's a bad deal. What kind of car was it?
Chevy Cavalier. So, not exactly one of the fancier versions out there, I don't believe.
Okay. I was just checking because you don't own one of those.
No, I did not.
So
no.
I was just making sure. You could probably pick one of those up at, Molly's Motorworks. What do you think?
No, I don't think you could either.
Really? Holly Carnes joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, I think that was my mom. I think she had a Chevy Cavalier.
They just...
She went shopping in Grand Island on Saturday.
I don't want to hear this.
Holly,
I haven't seen her for a few days. So
your mom's 34. This lady's 26.
That is unbelievable. UNK softball coach Holly Carnes is joining us to start off the show today. Coach, I'm going to give you a little bit of apology right up front. I got to come and watch you guys play last Monday with Metro State, and that was some fun volleyball, except for one inning. And then you go out and win 3 of 4 this weekend, and you make it into the tournament. I guess I didn't expect this team with where you were a couple of weeks ago to have a chance. Were there some words of wisdom, or did something? I mean, I know you're starting to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Is that the reason this team has started to win some ball games?
Yeah, I guess we have to kind of do things a little bit difficult. Kind of did that last year, and then ended up, playing pretty well. They just basically just decided to play like they could this last weekend, and a bit against Metro too. just getting their confidence and playing all aspects. That's one thing we haven't done, you know. Either our pitching's been there and our defense hasn't, or our hitting's been there and our pitching hasn't, or something like that. So they decided to play.
Holly, this is a team you were excited about going into the year. Obviously disappointed it took this long to click.
Yeah, it did. It took a while, you know, and as coaches we've had to step outside the box a lot and, you know, do some different things. And I challenged them a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know, I've got three questions that I need you guys to answer, and I'm going to hold you guys to it. So don't follow through and be liars, you know. I said, what do you need from us? You know, so we got that. And I said, well, what do you need from your teammates, and what can you bring to the team? And after we kind of had a long talk about, you know, running through walls, giving 110%, you know, not having me have to remind them to do different things that they need to do, they've turned it around and actually played pretty well. On the season, we had, 27 home runs, and this weekend we hit 15 alone. So their bats, you know, have rallied, and we've seen it from everybody. I mean, Jesse Thomas, we saw it from Sarah Dunn. So, I mean, just they decided to play, basically.
Holly Carnes joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is that a sense of urgency? I mean, was there something that you saw that actually clicked besides, because let's face it, coaches talk to their teams all the time, and that doesn't necessarily mean things are going to click for them.
Right, yeah, I think it was a sense of urgency, too, you know. We did that last year. Every time I'd come back, I'd say, okay, now you have to win this many games, you know, and then we wouldn't quite do it. Okay, guys, now you have to win all of these games. Huh. And, you know, and they did it, you know, and I really do think it was a sense of urgency, and they knew that they had to do it or else their season was going to be done. And, you know, I don't know if Metro really wants to play us, you know. I don't know. I think we can upset them. Obviously did a couple weeks ago, so. And, again, we usually hit the better pitchers, which is funny. I mean, we went to Shadron. The kid that we, you know, that beat us was 2-12? And then we end up beating Casey Williams pretty good, which will probably, she'll be the pitcher of the year. So, I don't know. Crazy.
Obviously, you're still trying to figure out women. I've been married a year and a half. I'm still trying to. Everybody's trying to figure out these young ladies.
Really?
But, no, I'm kidding.
Really? Really? Did you have to go there? Really?
It's a joke.
I am trying to figure them out, I'll be honest with you.
You know, who though was on the team that stepped up and had to talk with them? Because obviously it got away from the coaches and somebody in the leadership. Well, I mean, no, Colleen, I'm not. That's, you know, somebody did something on the team in a leadership role. Who was that?
You know, Cassie Kick has been a great leader. Obviously, she does it by play, too. That kid is just ridiculous. I'm not kidding you. I really believe she's probably, you know, besides Darcy Berry, one of the best third basemen I've ever seen. And the kid does not stop. She wears herself out. You know, she's always in the pitcher's ear. I don't know. She's awesome. I mean, that she is the heart and soul of our team, and I'm not going to lie about that. And we also have some other kids. I mean, you know, Kelsey Smith, she's our shortstop. She's been through a lot as far as injuries and stuff like that. But she straps everything on every weekend and just, you know, sells herself out. So, you know, and then we've got a couple seniors that, you know, have really stepped up and done their jobs of late. So, I don't know. I feel like Cassie is really our heart and soul.
Yeah, and reminding the folks, there's not a lot of seniors on this ball club for a UNK coach. Holly Carnes is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What are you going to do pitching-wise going into this weekend, Coach?
We'll throw Ashley Guile. Her last appearance, she too hit Springs. So, you know, I think she's ready to come out and compete. This is, you know, be her last weekend. So I think she's going to lay it all out on the line. And then we've got a freshman that got a couple wins this weekend from McCook. Her name is Christy Hyatt. So we'll probably go with those two, you know, and if Jesse Thomas can help us out a little bit there or Danny Mowinkle, we'll just do that. We'll just try to shut them down. But, you know, what the success we had with Metro was just really keeping them off balance, and I would say that Ashley probably has the best changeup in the league, so that'll help us out a lot.
Holly, go back to the big innings. Were you putting people on base with walks, or why were those innings so big and so vastly different than the other six innings?
You mean against Springs?
Yeah.
Against
Metro. Yeah, with walks. You know, once we got some pressure going on these pitchers, you know, they were starting to fall apart. and then we'd have some big hits. I mean, Sarah Dunn had a big hit. Our little freshman, Austin Wilson, she had a two-run home run to win the game for us. So, again, you know, just kids that we didn't really think were going to step up quite as fast did. Austin Wilson, this weekend against Springs, she had, two home runs and a base-clearing triple. So in one game, she had, like, six RBIs for us.
She is little, too. She's really little, Austin.
She's only 5'2", I think. But,
she's
my
little.
God, man, she one-hopped the slow-pitch fence. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you got some good vibes going your way as you head out to play Metro on the Thursday. And, Holly, we wish you the best of luck this weekend. Thanks for letting us catch up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, it's about time you had me on this show anyway.
Hey, Holly, it's about
time. I think I could probably take over Big Daddy's spot if you'd let me.
I'll tell you what, he takes vacation about 3 weeks a month, so let me know when you got some time.
Oh, no problem. Just you give me a call when you need somebody.
Sounds good, Holly. Take care.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Holly Carnes joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, the record's not the greatest, but only three seniors on this entire roster, and building for the future, I guess, is one thing you can say, but for the kids that are playing now, you just won't go with it. Just won't go with it. I thought they played Metro State real good a week ago in that doubleheader. Should have swept them. Seven-run seventh inning, and they still only lose by one run in that ball game, so they come up short. And that game is Thursday, 1:30, out at Metro. Coming up, we're going to talk a little NFL draft. Your cousin's joining us again?
Yeah, my cousin, my brother of a different mother, Charles Davis, set to join us from the NFL Network right after this Doug and Daddy Show.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation right after you pull my finger.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Videlke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
If you have a teenager ready to drive, visit with your local Farmers Union insurance agent, Tad Adeel. Farmers Union Insurance has a discount program for qualifying young drivers, which combines the good student with driver's training for a possible 12% discount on your auto premium. Ask Tad Adeel for a Farmers Union Insurance Young Driver Packet. Together, we're helping build stronger communities by helping our teens be more responsible drivers and by saving you money.
Steak you're looking for, Texas T-Bone is the place for steak. Nobody's going to give you more choices in steak than Texas T-Bone. Nobody. You know, we've got the greatest variety in steaks. We have four sizes of T-Bone steak, four sizes of sirloin, two sizes of ribeye, two sizes of filet mignon. We have New York strip. You can get it sauced. You can get it marinated. You can get it any way you want it, you know.
Steak's done right. Texas T-Bone. Texas T-Bone.
Island Flooring, home of always low prices every day, along with helpful, honest service, too. With Island Flooring being family-owned and operated, they make sure that you're educated on what style, brand, and color of flooring will be best for your individual job. From one room to the whole house, come see the great selection of carpeting, tile, and hardwood flooring, and be spoiled by the Island Flooring staff. Island Flooring, always low prices with honesty. Just east of Highway 281 and 30 at 515 South Webb Road, Grand Island. Always low prices with honesty. Island Flooring.
Before podcasts, if you missed the Doug and Daddy Show, they used to have to come to your house.
Were we expecting a visit from the Tooth Fairy?
And try to repeat everything.
I don't have time today to play What's My Line.
Now when you log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Don't touch your computer. Don't ever touch the computer.
You can listen to or download the latest Doug and Daddy Show.
Yes, I pressed that button like 100 times.
Doug and Daddy.
I'm telling you, this thing won't print.
Online. Podcasts. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in Kearney.
If getting up to an estimated 80 miles per gallon isn't enough, then Motorsports Sales and Service is throwing in free gas, too. Hyosung USA Motorcycles has a line of cycles from sport bikes to cruisers from 250 to 650 cc's, suited to everyone from beginner to experienced rider. Plus, a two-year warranty, free one-year checkup, and here's the free stuff, free gas for 1,000 miles. See the entire line of Hyosung USA Motorcycles now at Motorsports Sales and Service, just west of 281 on Highway 30, Grand Island.
We'll see some increasing cloudiness across the area today with a slight chance of a shower storm developing late in the day as well with a high temperature around 61. Southeast winds increased to about 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for showers and storms with a low of 49 with southeast winds of 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today and on the World Wide Web if you're listening in at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also pick up the podcast in case you can't listen to us live or you missed any of the great interviews that we've had in the past. Simply log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, where you can enjoy Tuesday night BAB, you know, get yourself some brews, enjoy the sporting events, watch some ball, and enjoy the week with your friends. And, of course, as college time is winding down, hopefully you can rewind and relax a little bit with your friends down there. Daddy, 121-63. New Orleans shouldn't even be allowed to play again in the playoffs. You get beat by 58 in the playoffs. You get beat by 58 at home in the NBA playoffs. That should be it. There should be a mercy rule. It's over. You're done. Denver advantage. You should not get to play and waste our time in Game 5. I don't even care if they win Game 5. Well, you got beat 121-63. You are not worthy of an NBA playoff team tag. You are done. You
and
are
it
out.
Wasn't like it was close. First quarter, 5 minutes into the game, it was 27-7.
What? Why did people doubt Denver, Derek? You're the NBA guy.
Because everyone liked New Orleans because what they did last year, because they have Chris Paul. That's the fancy pick. Oh, CP3, best point guard in the league. Well, Chauncey's showing him that he's a little bit better. And I think Denver's more talented, more athletic. Even as much as they say Hornets have all the athleticism with Tyson Chandler and everything, I think Denver's going to win that from the start.
Well, and you talk about most athletic, most talent. That's kind of what we have next year on the Doug and Daddy Show, because obviously the most talented and the most athletic member of the Davis family is set to join us.
Yeah, Charles joins us. Charles from the NFL Network, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Always a pleasure to talk with my close cousin. So, I look forward to seeing you again at the family reunion this summer.
Yeah. We're going to be in Dallas. Hey, Charles, we should.
Oh, it's going to be in Dallas? I guess you guys really weren't inviting me. You know? The invitation I got had it listed for Los Angeles. Are you guys trying to tell me something?
Awesome.
We just thought we'd do it at Big 12 Media Days.
Oh, okay. I was just checking because, you know, normally when it's a family reunion, they tell you the exact location, but you're sending me somewhere else. So I guess I learned something about me. Well, how are you guys today?
We're great.
We're great. Obviously, Charles, you got to be tired of looking at film because the last 3 months has just been a whirlwind for you guys, and you've been on the clock and you've been doing so many things. Is it nice just to take a deep breath?
It really is, and I think that's true of anyone in any job that's intense and it comes to a conclusion or it comes to a climax, so to speak. You know, a lot of things that we do in life, it doesn't matter, you know, a lot of people listening right now understand exactly what we're talking about. They have a big presentation due, right? They have a project that has to be completed by a certain day. There's a paper that has to be submitted by a certain time frame. Otherwise, everything goes kaput. It's the same thing with preparing for the draft. We know the conclusion dates well in advance. That's, you know, it's kind of like the guys who go to the combine and test, and you wonder how a guy can test dirty at the combine. You know the dates of the combine. They're printed in advance. You don't get a phone call or a tweet at a certain time that says, Indianapolis, 15 hours, combine. I mean, it doesn't happen that way. You know these in advance, and anyone who's ever played football, and I'm not trying to go into a rant on guys testing positive or whatever, but it's a bigger picture. If you know what the date is, it's your job to prepare for that. If you know when it's due, it's your job to prepare for that in advance. And if you don't, well, then shame on you. Everyone has to do that. It's just normal. But I will say this. I'm really glad now that I do not have to find tape of Rashad Jennings at Liberty, which I did. I saw him run at Liberty, okay? I didn't have to find Lawrence Sidbury at Richmond, okay? I didn't have to go, oh, my God, Jason Boltis, the quarterback from Hartwick. I need some Hartwick tape. Which was found, and I watched him. You know, the kid from Monmouth, now Nalbone, tight end. See, I can't remember his name now. I'm all whacked out. Get him, Monmouth, New Jersey, tight end. Had a hot tip for you, Charles. He's kind of a player. Better take a look. He might get picked. Might get picked. I found tape. Watched him in advance. Okay, I get it. I see why. But I will say this. I watched Ohio University tape. Okay, I saw the Bobcats because I wanted to see Mark Parson, their corner, because I'd heard about it. I still don't know who the safety is that went in the second round to the Oakland Raiders.
Michael Mitchell.
Mike Mitchell. Okay, he was on tape. I had to have seen him. I prepared for a game with Ohio State where they had played Ohio University. He's on tape. I'm sure he's a good athlete. Obviously, his test scores were off the chart when he ran at Pro Day. But I couldn't have told you who Mike – if they had come to me and said, Charles, tell us about Mike Mitchell, I would have said he was a heck of a power forward for the San Antonio Spurs back in the day. That's what I would have had for everyone. Now, does that mean that he's not a good player? No, we don't know that. Someone valued him. The Raiders did. Sounds like the Chicago Bears did at a certain point, because now the story is broken that the Bears were preparing to take him and the Raiders jumped up and made sure that they got him. But most everyone who knew about him had him as a seventh-round grade or free agent grade. So we'll soon find out who was exactly right about that.
Charles Davis from the NFL Network is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I guess that brings us to every time that we do something like this, whether it's College National Letter of Intent Signing Day or the NFL Draft or all these things that we look at, we have no idea until 5 years down the road, everybody says, or 10 years down the road, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. Do we make too much of the draft, Charles, especially after the first round?
We probably make too much of it in terms of all of us having to grade a draft. You know, as soon as the draft is over, I know my network's called, hey, who'd you like in the draft? What'd you think? What?
Hard to tell when they haven't taken a snap.
They haven't even been to OTAs or minicamp yet. And by the way, those are done in shorts. I mean, heck, I look like a decent player when I was in shorts. You know, someone signed me and took me to Tennessee, and then they got there and went, all right, who did this? whose idea was it to bring this kid in? So we don't know, but we are in that type of society where we want to know right now. Now, is too much made of it? Not in the eyes of the fans. And that's really what keeps all the three of us that are talking right now, it keeps us in business. Thank God for the fans. They love this stuff. Eat it up. And here's the thing. I got a little theory. I don't think it's an original one. But let's face it. Before the three of us got into doing what we were doing, we heard other people doing these jobs, right? We heard, we watched. Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We did. How many times did you say to yourself, well, I can do that, and two, I think I can do that better than they can?
A lot of people tell us that about our show, Charles. A lot of people.
But think about it, though. Did we not do that ourselves at one point?
Oh, yeah.
We did. All right? Let's just be honest about the whole thing. We did. That's why, while criticism always comes our way, where people tell us how stupid we are, that was dumb, and I can do better than you, some of it hurts. Otherwise, we wouldn't be human. But at the same time, we did the same thing. I mean, that's just kind of how it works, because our jobs are most people's hobbies. And most people who have hobbies think they can do that hobby better as a professional than the people who actually do it. Now, we could no more walk into most people's professions and do their job better than them. And in most cases, most of the people may not be able to do it better than us. But the beauty of our job is everyone thinks they can. That's why they think they can grade players. That's why they think they know a better draft choice than the team than their team who picked a certain guy. And sometimes they're actually right.
Yeah.
not like they're totally wrong. They watch football like we watch football. We just would believe that maybe we have a little more information than they do about why teams did a certain thing, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be right either. If you hit 50% in a draft, you're up for GM of the year.
No.
50%. If you just get half your picks right, you've had a really good draft. That's how difficult this profession is, and how difficult it is to evaluate, grade, and then go ahead and select players.
Okay, Charles, in your mind, I'm going to get away from the team then that you think did the best. I want to know a player in your mind that went in the third or fourth round that you had, man, this kid is good. I can see him as a first or second rounder.
I never saw him as a first or a second rounder, but he's a guy I think is going to be a really good pro is Chase Kaufman, the tight end out of Missouri. If he's 100% healthy, I think he's going to be a really good player. Blocking, not so much. I mean, I don't think he could block me. All right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just watching him, but they never asked him to do that. So he may turn into a willing blocker. His dad was a heck of a football player and a good blocker, but they never asked Chase to do that. I think he's going to be that type of a guy. I think if Cornelius Ingram's knee checks out from Florida, which is the reason he dropped, I believe, to, what, a fifth-round guy, if his knee checks out and he's okay, I think he's a big-league talent. I'm telling you, if he doesn't blow out his knee before last year, he's a first or a second rounder. I mean, he's maybe the top tight end in the draft, although Pettigrew as a combo guy is hard to beat. But Cornelius Ingram, whew, wow, I just absolutely love him. So those are just a couple of names that leap to mind. Right now, the rest of the names are just rattling around in my head. I'm going, I don't know.
Well, Charles, you touched on Chase Kaufman out of the Big 12. It wasn't like, I wouldn't say, the Big 12 had what you would call a stellar draft year. Pettigrew went a little high, some folks thought. But, you know, Stephen McGee, Chase Daniels, Graham Harrell, Daniels and Harrell, not even drafted. Was there something besides height that was a big knock against these guys? I mean, if Michael Crabtree was such a great receiver, somebody had to throw him the ball. Were you a little surprised about that?
Not at all. Not at all. One surprise, one iota. I figured if Harrell and Chase Daniel went, it'd be seventh round. And I really expected both of them not to be drafted. And here's the thing. I'll speak more to Graham Harrell than Chase Daniel because I had Graham Harrell at the Senior Bowl where we were all week. Got to watch him darn near make every throw. So I feel like I feel like I can accurately talk about him a little bit better, okay? Love the kid. You meet mom and dad, you love the family. You love the idea he's the son of a coach and has been playing quarterback his whole life. Coming out of the spread, you knew he had to make the footwork changes and the reads are going to be different and the drop back and finding receivers and getting your eyes back downfield after you make your drop, all of that you know is going to happen. Everyone has to go through it. He can't drive, or I shouldn't say can't. Let me rephrase. He did not show a consistent ability to drive the football throwing it downfield. And that was a problem.
And that just eliminates him compared to everybody else.
Here's the problem, though. When you get into the game, because every scout will tell you arm strength is probably about fifth on their list, so he has a lot of the other things, but you can't ignore it. You can't say, okay, at the end of the day, I don't care if he can only throw a lollipop. It's okay, because at a certain point, you got to make some throws and fit some balls in, because you guys know the pro game, those guys are on top of you. You've got to be able to slot it a little bit better. He ended up having a decent week of practice at the Senior Bowl. And I'm up there, and you can go back and find the tapes of NFL Network. I'm up there going, you know, I think that I like this kid. I like him a lot. You know, look at what he just did. Nice throw there. Boom, good to – sometimes timing beats arm strength. Look, he's got it. Then came the game. Oh, my. I almost cried for the young man. I really did. My colleague Mike Mayock, who had charted three games of his, all right, we sat down and discussed it, and Mike charted three full games, approximately 150 throws. His throws were from 0 to 10 yards, and that's probably 90% of the throws. And then the bulk of the rest of the throws were over 20 yards, meaning, you know, you're trying to throw the deep ball to someone or trying to throw that, you know, that fade streak. And everything else was the underneath stuff. Well, that doesn't necessarily eliminate you, but in the NFL game, you've got to make that intermediate throw. You've got to be able to do it. He hasn't been asked to do it very much. The game in the Senior Bowl, get the tape, your heart will ache for the young man. He was two-hopping everything. He threw one to the outside on an outside route from across the field, which you have to make that throw a lot in the NFL, and it hung and hung, and Alphonso Smith dropped an interception. It should have been a pick six. And his confidence went, his footwork went all the heck. And we got into the third quarter, and I'm doing the game, and I finally said to Mike, I said, Mike, I love you, but you got to get off this kid. You're just burying him. There's nothing left to him. I mean, if his mom's listening right now, she's in tears. Yeah. I felt that bad for him. He just doesn't drive it that well. I love the kid. He may go to a camp and prove us all wrong, but that night, it was just like, oh, this could be the problem. It kind of reminded me of Danny Werfel. Receivers get great separation in college. I mean, let's face it. When was the last time you saw Crabtree tightly covered other than the ball he snatched against Texas and ran into the end zone? And what I mean by that is he's so good that he's going to separate better in college against those defensive backs. In the NFL, the separation is not going to be the same, thus the quarterback has to be able to drive it and slot it in there.
Fair enough, Charles. I guess that answers you're on the Dallas Cowboys side of taking Stephen Magee and maybe against what Mike Leach is saying in Lubbock, Texas.
Well, if I'm Mike Leach, I love what he's saying. You know why? Because he's taking care of his kids. So if I'm a parent, you know what this is? This is the soft, this is a different Mike Gundy rant. All right? Remember when Gundy went off on the reporter?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Right? I'm 40. We all cracked up over that one, right? But you remember what the message was? Message was, I can talk about my players, but you can't talk about my players. These are my guys. And you remember the positive press he got from people? And it's paid off. Look at his recruiting. Tell me it hasn't picked up and gotten better. People look at Mike Gundy as a guy that takes care of his guys. Well, Mike Leach takes care of his guys. He's telling the whole NFL establishment, don't laugh at my kids. Don't get upset at my kids. And you know what else he's also doing without saying it? You're telling me the way I'm coaching football isn't right. You're telling me the way I'm doing things isn't right. Well, I think you're wrong. And he needs validation in the NFL for his system because otherwise it's just a system. And to the NFL people, there's some gimmick to it. And that drives him crazy. And he's taking care of his guys. I love what Mike Leach is doing. Pick up for your guys. Now, whether we're right or wrong remains to be seen. And Stephen Magee, let's face it. If you watch Texas A&M for 3 years, what did Stephen Magee do under Coach Fran? He played single wing tailback.
Well, I was going to say not much.
I mean, it wasn't his fault. I mean, Fran had him in shotgun, read option, carry the football. I mean, Stephen Magee was a single wing tailback. The 1 year he gets with Mike Sherman to run a pro-style offense, he gets hurt. I mean, he's got bad shoulder. There's not much he can do about it. I heard him rising as we got closer, and then I threw the name out to a couple of guys I really trust, and I said, but here's the thing, guys. I get it. I see where people are going. It seems a little bit, not a reach, but a little bit more of a project, but I'm thinking I see Bucky Richardson.
Well,
you know, and Bucky had a decent pro career as a what? Special teams guy, defensive back, and Stephen Magee, you see that body on him? If he's not a quarterback, I think he could be a guy who'd be like an H-back tight end type, but that's just me.
Fair enough, Charles. Charles, we're backed up against it already. Obviously, a quick comment on Josh Freeman, the fifth quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I think they brought him in because they hope he can be their quarterback of the future. Might take a year or two, but they've got a chance with a couple of guys who can play ahead of him, and they want him to be their guy for a long time. 6'6", 250, can throw the football. The talent is there. Now he just has to put it all together.
Charles Davis from the NFL Network. Charles, we always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great time at the reunion this summer.
Hey, I can't wait. Now that I know exactly where it is, I'm there.
We'll talk to you again soon, buddy. Thanks for the time.
All right, you guys be good. Always a pleasure.
Take care. Charles Davis on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. I think Charles is a little more in my sentiment. Yeah, the draft is fine, and I like keeping an eye on it to see who's going where early. But, I mean, the Jets, everybody's saying how great their draft was. You know how many guys they had picked? You know how many draft picks the Jets had? Three. And one of them was Matt Slauson. Three. They had three picks. You look at USA Today. Is that where you're getting this?
Yep. No, that's World Herald.
Well, it ain't the World Herald picking them, what's, Tony. Good God.
That
Dallas
was
Morning
News.
They gave Green Bay a C. ESPN gave them an A as, like, their best team in the draft. You know, just so many things going on out there that
with it being as big of a crapshoot, do you like where Dallas slid down, Doug, and got more picks? Or does that even matter?
I want to know, and I think Charles would have given us about a 10-minute answer, why New England can continue to do what they do. They continue to win. They continue to have a ton of draft picks. They continue to move around in the draft. They don't necessarily care if they have a first-round pick, but they had four number twos. They had four second-round picks. They had 11 overall, and they went 11-5. How do they keep doing it? Nobody else can figure it out. That's what I want to know. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, but before we do, we've got a chance for you to win a family four-pack of club-level tickets to tonight's Nebraska, New Mexico baseball game, 6:05 at Hawks Field. If I just want to make sure somebody that can use them can get them. You can pick them up in Kearney or you can pick them up in Hastings. So we just want to let you know, because you've got to pick them up today, if you are in Hastings, we will make sure that you get the tickets very, very early this afternoon if you want to go. Let's take caller number three at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you would like a family four-pack of reserve tickets, courtesy Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, for tonight's Nebraska-New Mexico baseball game, give us a call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
It's that time of year again, when the guys who do the real work in this country get back to it. Yep, you can smell it in the air. The deep, rich, premium leather aroma of genuine Red Wing shoes. So come in for a tune-up, pick up some new insoles or accessories, or step up to a new hard-working pair. Red Wing shoes, built to fit, built to last, since 1905.
Red Wing has shovel-ready boots for your job. Find a store near you at redwingshoes.com.
So, this year, your house is the official place to watch the Kentucky Derby. Your couch, the official seat of the Kentucky Derby. And your wife's bean dip is the official food of the Kentucky Derby. But if you really want to get in on the action, the official online site of the Kentucky Derby is TwinSpires.com. Picking your favorite horse on TwinSpires.com is fun and easy. And you can join for free and play from home online or by phone. Officially, there's no better place to experience all the excitement of this year's 135th running of the Kentucky Derby than TwinSpires.com. Where players win. See site for details.
NCS Equipment Rental invites you to a grand opening celebration April 30th and May 1st from 8 to 5. Come see their new facility at 406 East J Street in Hastings. NCS is holding free OSHA-mandated forklift, aerial lift, and personal fall protection training both days. Don't miss this great opportunity to see equipment demonstrations, participate in free training, and register for free merchandise. Call NCS Equipment at 308-472-5077 to pre-register. And as always, NCS has the tools and equipment for all your construction needs.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see some increasing cloudiness across the area today with a slight chance of a shower storm developing late in the day as well, with a high temperature around 61. Southeast winds increased to about 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for showers and storms with a low of 49 with southeast winds of 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Gave away some tickets to tonight's Nebraska-New Mexico game. Our winner is
Mark from Holdridge.
Mark, congratulations. And because tomorrow's game is a 1:35 afternoon game, you want to go?
Can't. Busy. Going to be an
Omaha. Oh, that's right. You're going to be busy. That's right. You have meetings. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to tomorrow's Nebraska-New Mexico game here in just a moment. So that's a 1:35 start. So we're going to give you, again, a chance to win some tickets to tomorrow's Nebraska-New Mexico game, courtesy Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
The little guys are starting up. The Legion teams are also getting ready to go. Want to remind you, the Kearney American Legion baseball players, families, and friends holding their annual barbecue Friday, May 1st, 6 to 9 o'clock, Venn at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, located just south of the arena in Kearney here, south of the interstate. The event will feature a live auction, a silent auction, adult games, and raffles. Legion baseball players will be present and supervising a kids' game zone. So bring the entire family. Proceeds of this used to fund the Kearney American Legion juniors and seniors for the 09 season. Come for a great barbecue this Friday, May 1st, 6 to 9 p.m., Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, just south of I-80 Interchange.
Got a lot of great guests coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk with Jeff Apel from the Thoroughbred Times. They're starting to scratch a lot of horses from the Kentucky Derby, some horses they thought would go in. Maybe that'll make it even more exciting with some long shots. We'll talk to Jeff tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College. Spring football has wrapped up for them. We'll be chatting with him. We've got a few more out there on the line, including Tim Jamison, baseball coach at Missouri. He's going to join us this week. Chris Katulak from the TVG Network to talk Kentucky Derby after the draw. We'll talk with him on Thursday. Also, just again, a couple more folks out there. Jim Bovey's going to join us, Hastings College Baseball, to preview the GPAC Conference Tournament, which they are hosting starting on Thursday. Daddy, CBSSports.com has already put together their 2010 NFL draft preview. The first round, at least.
Is Sue in there?
Yes, Sue is in there. Would you care to wager or take a guess at where he's at?
Well, I got to think he's probably 20th.
Okay, here's where...
I would say right there at the bottom.
Let me tell you, this is Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. You can go check this out at CBSSports.com, the 2010 draft preview, mock draft. At number one, it's not Sam Bradford, Colt McCoy, or Tim Tebow. Mississippi quarterback Jevon Snead. Or Javon, is it? I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Jevon Snead. He has him predicted as the number one selection in next year's draft. Some other names. Let me just work kind of from the bottom up here. That you may recognize a little bit. Running back Joe McKnight out of USC, he has him 25th. Tackle Trent Williams out of Oklahoma, 19th. Outside linebacker Sean Weatherspoon, Missouri, 18th. Dez Bryant, the wide receiver out of Oklahoma State, 17th. Sergio Kindle, offensive lineman, a defensive end out of Texas, linebacker, defensive end out of Texas, 16th. Jermaine Gresham, the tight end out of Oklahoma, he's got him 13th. Colt McCoy, 9th. Russ Okung of Oklahoma State, he's setting in the number 6 spot.
Colt McCoy, 9th.
Gerald McCoy, defensive tackle out of Oklahoma, 4th. Oklahoma sounds like they're going to be pretty good. 3rd, Sam Bradford, quarterback out of Oklahoma. Tim Tebow, not listed, and I suppose he's going to be one of those kids that isn't going to even have a chance to go on the first day, right? Sam Bradford, number 3. We told you that Snead was number 1. And Ndamukong Suh, defensive tackle out of Nebraska. Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com. If the draft was held today for 2010, using the kids from next year's class, he has Suh, number 2 in the country. I love this kid. He should have come out for this draft. Watch his Gator Bowl tape against Clemson. He could not be blocked. That's where he's got him. Well, you need to watch more than just the Clemson tape, Pete, but already some high, high accolades for Ndamukong Suh.
I didn't realize that. But you know what? He put his name in. He got his feedback. So obviously this year he didn't feel like he'd be where he needed to be to make the big bucks that he could a year from now.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up, but right now let's continue to give you a chance to be a winner on this Tuesday with a family four-pack of reserve club-level tickets courtesy Broadfoot Sand and Gravel to tomorrow's Nebraska-New Mexico game. It's a 1:35 first pitch. New Mexico is 31-12, people. They are no slouches. They are just outside of being ranked in the nation's top 25, 31-12. Again, we're going to take caller number 3, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won baseball tickets from us in the last 2 weeks, you are eligible. Call now. We'll give you a chance to see some baseball. These are for tomorrow, Wednesday's games at Hawks Field.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding... Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment. But the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Every month, we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like GEICO's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. GEICO.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon, and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy squeezy lemon peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
These are times of great opportunity. Cimarron Plaza in Hastings and the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce invite you to a new business expo and franchise fair Friday at the Hastings Holiday Inn Express. This open house event will bring together franchisers and potential business owners in and around the Hastings area. You'll receive franchise information and have a chance to discuss and find aid in financing, legal questions, and business insurance. Friday, May 1st, 11 to 6, Holiday Inn Express, just south of Walmart on Highway 281. The new business expo and franchise fair.
Well, Nebraska, here at Big O Tires, we want to make sure your vehicle is road-ready for safe summer driving. That's why at Big O, we're offering a $16.99 oil change. Plus, we'll throw in our 22-point diagnostic needs analysis, where we chemically test all of your vital fluids, plus check belts, hoses, battery, and much, much more. It's a $20 value, and you'll get it for free. So get your vehicle road-ready with a $16.99 oil change and a free DNA test 7 days a week. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some increasing cloudiness across the area today with a slight chance of a shower storm developing late in the day as well, with a high temperature around 61. Southeast winds increased about 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for showers and storms with a low of 49 with southeast winds of 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Gave away some more tickets to Nebraska baseball. Who's going to go watch some Husker baseball tomorrow?
Brandon from Grand Island.
Hey, want to thank Brandon for giving us a call. Great that you guys are giving us a buzz, winning things. Send us some emails. Been kind of quiet on the email the last couple of days. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Want to let you know that Sean Callahan is coming to your city. He's coming to Kearney. He's coming to Grand Island, and he is coming to Hastings, and that is coming up next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We've got all the details up on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can find out where Sean's going to be, when he's going to be there, and also what's going on with the Sean Callahan, bringing out the spring game film, bringing out the recruit film. He's going to be telling you about the new recruits coming in, as he's done the past few years here in the Tri-Cities. So Sean Callahan, we've got all the information on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com.
See a Tuesday Troutman's Trivia coming at you very, very shortly. I think, you know what, we had a couple really good questions, but Doug, I think, has come up with the winner.
Well, before we do that, though, we must celebrate another Brian Bannister victory last night.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Wasn't sharp all the time and got a little crazy with walks, but other than that,
only allowed one hit over seven innings against the top hitting team of the American League at 298, the Blue Jays coming in.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
peanut butter jelly.
Yeah, I got some big hits. Finally, Jose Guillen showing the pop in the bat.
Yeah, back in the lineup and getting it going. Two home runs for Guillen. Bannister, one hit over seven innings, and the Royals had a big enough lead in the ninth they could even let Kyle Farnsworth pitch as the Royals get the victory by a score of 7-1. And so congratulations, the Royals, first of a four-game set there. And the teams will battle again tonight here on ESPN Radio at 7:10. It is time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now, 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. We will take your call on the air. If you have not won Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in the last 2 months, you are eligible with a $25 gift card going to the winner, 888-455-ESPN. ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Aaron.
Aaron, who has the worst ERA as of this morning in Major League Baseball?
Chimney Wong.
As a team. I'm sorry, because that was a pretty good guess. As a team, who has, I was going team. As a team, who has the worst ERA in Major League Baseball?
The Yankees.
That's right. Oh, that is so great. That is so great. Aaron, hold on the line. Derek will get your information. We'll get you a $25 gift card. This is a little quicker than last week, Tony.
A little quicker.
I actually didn't think the Yankees would be the first pick off the board, but now we can make fun of the Yankees, who have lost four in a row. And in case you didn't know, Yankees-Tigers tomorrow night on ESPN Radio. If you'd like to watch one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, be sure to get in front of the TV tomorrow and watch Yankees baseball. I want to swear bad. I get on this rant every year, and we're 19 games in, and everybody's breaking down. What's wrong with the Yankees? What's wrong with it? They're third in the league in their division. They're not even at the bottom of their division anymore. They're 9-10. But when the Cowboys stink, are they on Sunday night and Monday night football all the time as America's team?
No.
Are the Lakers on every time there's an NBA game?
No.
Isn't it the hottest teams are on? Then why in the hell, and I'm using Dallas, and I'm using the Lakers, and I'm using teams that are considered the fan favorite in their sport. And I understand that the Yankees and the Cubs are 1-2 when it comes to Major League Baseball. Other sports don't there's only 16 football games, 17 weeks a year. Dallas should be prime time every game the way that they shove these Yankees down our throats. Again, somebody explain it to me. You've got the Yes Network, and yes, I hate and detest the New York Yankees. But give me a legit reason, using that argument, why the Yankees are on all the time when they're not winning. They're not winning. Quit showing us losers. Give us the Pirates if you're going to give us the Yankees. The Rays won the American League division, won the whole thing last year, went to the World Series. What are they, game back? Show me the Rays. Quit showing me the losing Yankees. Now, if the Yankees are winning the pennant and they're 1-2 with the Red Sox, fine. That's the way it is. But if that's the case, then I want Dallas every week. I want the Lakers and Celtics every game the NBA shows. I want to see all 82 because that's what they're doing with the Yankees. And I'm tired of it. And that is what grinds my gears.
I think the networks would probably tell you in defense of them.
No, you can't say that because people want to watch Dallas. Then the networks want to make their money watching the right team. Then they want to watch Dallas. They want to watch the Cubs. They want to watch the Lakers and Celtics. That's the argument I am using here on the show today. So it doesn't make sense that we don't get to watch all the other games that the other teams play in the other sports and have to watch the damn Yankees every time they're on the field when they stink.
I've had it too. You know what? Later in the week, more chances to win tickets for this weekend's baseball series with Missouri. We want to thank Holly Carnes, the UNK softball coach, for joining on today's Doug and Deja, along with Charles Davis from the NFL Network, breaking down this year's draft. Could have talked to Charles for a long, long time. A lot of information out there. He was on the set with Marshall Faulk, with John Gruden, with Rich Eisen this weekend.
Coming up tomorrow, Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College football coach, Jeff Abel from the Thoroughbred Times, and a whole lot more coming up this week. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.